is NSCN.
What's wrong, Mommy?
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station.
We
are controlling the transmission. We control the volume.
We will control.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
We will control.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can roll the.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what they're saying.
Or we can make it make
sense. We can change the focus of a soft hard.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic. Or moronic. Or moronic.
Food fight!
It's our show. We can do anything we want.
Food!
Because this is...
The National Cervical Network.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
The National Cynical Network.
This is violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This story contains graphic scenes of that shooting.
Erupted in gunfire this afternoon, and when it was over, a store clerk lay dead.
What? It's about control. It's about control.
Guns are turning up in the hands of young people all across the country.
The shooter's wounded.
The average American kid has seen 200,000 acts of violence, 25,000 killings on television alone.
From your very first cartoon, you've been taught that violence is funny, is entertaining, is successful. It's the hero's choice for solving a problem.
This technique grew out of a pioneering study begun in 1978.
That's Hollywood.
Oh, no, hell no, no.
This is reality.
Corner Franklin and Pine.
A whistle.
That's when the police were called and the shooting started.
The most interesting all-out commercial film of the year. Michael Douglas, Falling Down, rated R. Now playing at a theater near you.
We'll take you inside the mind of Jeffrey Dahmer. We'll take you inside the mind of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mediocre sex may be available. Stay tuned for the ABC Sunday Night Movie next.
That's too sweating! Dead lightning!
Life.
She was found not far away about an hour later, beaten and strangled to death.
Control. They can orchestrate whatever they want to do to the victim.
And cops. And thanks to be
murdered. Especially the killing
thousands of southern middle-aged men along interstate highways.
There is something in our nature, a sense of curiosity about man's darker side, that draws us to these strangers who kill.
Popular culture may be as much a mirror of our society as it is a perpetuator of our best and worst. If so, how much responsibility do we take for creating our own monsters?
Dad, isn't the door open in front? Dad, isn't the door open in front?
How's that?
I want to see an oil refinery explode.
Could you check the closet one more time?
I want to see a tornado hit a church on Sunday.
How's that?
I want to see some guy running through the Kmart with an automatic weapon firing at the clerks.
Could you check the closet one more time?
I want to see thousands of people in the street killing policemen.
Could you check the closet one more time?
I want to hear about a nuclear meltdown. I want to know the stock market dropped 2,000 points in one day. I want to see people under pressure.
If anything,
Are you sure there's nothing under my bed?
No monsters here. No monsters here. Okay.
The ideology of the external threat is integral to the Western political culture. It provides the fuel which makes the propaganda model operate so vigorously. External threats have been ingrained into journalistic practices to the point that even in periods of peace, it is expected for journalists to frame issues in terms of our guys versus the bad guys. Eleven major broadcast and print media corporations represent a major portion of the news information systems, providing multiple links to almost every household in North America. For many people, this means that their entire source of news and information comes through the filters of these 11 corporations. Advertising in the media has been commonly regarded as the voting system weighted by income. The main business of media is to sell audiences to advertisers. Large corporate advertisers rarely sponsor programs that contain serious criticisms of corporate activities, such as negative ecological impacts, the workings of the military-industrial complex, or the continuing corporate support of third-world dictatorships. Media organizations rely heavily upon news provided by corporate and government sources, which have organized divisions to provide this material to the media. These bureaucracies subsidize the media, and the media must be careful not to antagonize such an important investment.
Television and motion pictures are alike, because in both, a series of still pictures is flashed rapidly before your eyes. So rapidly that the memory of each picture lingers long enough so that it blends with the next picture, and the object of the picture appears to move. And now let's see what makes a picture a picture. Look closely at this one. Closer still. Let's use a magnifying glass.
The development of right-wing corporate flak producers such as Accuracy Media are used to harass the media and to put pressure upon them to follow the corporate agenda.
But normally our eyes don't notice the dots, especially when the picture is being moved. This fact helps to make television and motion pictures possible. Television is simply a way of sending these dots from a transmitting station and putting them together to make a picture on the screen of a receiving set. Here's the way it works.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. Was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
here's the way it works. Inside the television camera is a magic electric eye called the iconoscope. Here's the way it works. The scenes being televised go through the camera lens and fall on the photoelectric cells. Some of the cells receive lots of light, others very little. Each cell, according to how much light it gets, builds up a corresponding electrical charge. These charges, collectively, make up an electrical image on the mosaic. These cells, with their electrical charges, are scanned by a stream of electrons. The scanning beam skips every other line and returns to scan the remainder of the picture, completing 30 pictures a second. Each picture is composed of 525 individual scanning lines. An electrical impulse is released each time this stream covers a group of the photoelectric cells. Each separate impulse travels from the sensitive plate of the iconoscope in sequence over wires to the transmitting station, where it is then sent out into space to be picked up by aerials connected to television receivers. Pulses are carried to another magic tube called the kinescope and are used to control another stream of electrons which bombard the face of the kinescope, which is really the viewing screen. When the beam strikes this fluorescent screen, each electrical impulse is changed back into a spot of light. In other words, each spot of light picked up by the mosaic of tiny photoelectric cells in the television camera creates a corresponding spot of light on the receiving screen. It moves back and forth so rapidly, actually more than 2.5 miles per second, that a complete still picture is formed almost immediately. The quick succession of 30 pictures a second produces the apparent motion. That is why the pictures we see on the screen of our television receiver seem to move. Television has come of age. Here, for instance, is a reproduction of one of the first images received on a television screen. Compare that crude picture with these of today, and you can judge for yourself how far along the road to perfection television has traveled. When the beam strikes this fluorescent screen, each electrical impulse is changed back into a spot of light. In other words, each spot of light picked up by the mosaic of tiny photoelectric cells in the television camera creates a corresponding spot of light on the receiving screen. It moves back and forth so rapidly, actually more than 2.5 miles per second, that a complete still picture is formed almost immediately. The quick succession of 30 pictures a second produces the apparent motion. That is why the pictures we see on the screen of our television receiver seem to move. Television has come of age. Here, for instance, is a reproduction of one of the first images received on a television screen. Compare that crude picture with these of today, and you can judge for yourself how far along the road to perfection television has traveled.
understand that the police officers have been wounded in a shootout. One of the officers was shot in the head, as you just heard. Dr. Sutton's prognosis is poor.
If you look up and down this street on Pine and Franklin, you will find on the street casings from large automatic weapons. We are told that the cache of weapons was rather fierce.
This has always been quiet neighborhood, you know. I don't know anymore.
Crime and danger. Enough to hold off police for at least a half hour before the suspect was shot and killed.
Like a feeding frenzy. They pour in, grab what they want, and run out.
Sex, sin, and blasphemy.
There has been a considerable amount of vandalism in Berkeley.
I don't know anymore.
It was 11-year-old Junie Martinez who had just won a kite-flying contest. Schwab became obsessed with the young Martinez picture.
To hit it.
Began stalking the family.
I don't know anymore.
People who are inside their apartment.
Interested in doing a follow-up.
There are people who are inside their apartment.
I was off, but
inside their apartment.
Now. Now, you wanted excitement.
I must turn up the volume. I must bring things to an extreme.
This has always been a quiet neighborhood, you know. I don't know anymore.
Grab what they want and run out. At that point, people are not sure if the bullets were coming out or going in.
What really drove him over the edge?
There's one bomb every 72 seconds.
What are we doing?
Bombs drop at the ground every 2 seconds. From mother every 21 minutes.
Horrible deeds that people do to each other just fascinate us.
People are afraid of other people who don't look like them. It shapes people's behavior. It tells them, hey, gang violence, get the gun. Do you realize what happened after that Long Island shootout? People wanted to know, oh, that was a great gun. Man, that thing killed people like that. Where can I get one?
In the name of law and order.
Okay.
Living in a society.
Action, passion, crime, and danger. Friday.
Viewers clearly believe that's what they're seeing.
And he said no.
But you can't shoot cops, we don't call it no kind of fun.
Shooting is fun. Shooting is fun.
I'm telling you. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You're doing
it.
From property ground every 2 seconds.
The officers were shot at close range. The officers were shot at close range. The officers were shot at close range.
Do not argue or fight with a criminal.
The officers were shot at close range.
Give me one. And arrange two.
The officers were shot at close range.
Be careful and you will not have many problems.
The officers were shot at close range.
Remember to use a little street wisdom.
The officers were shot at close range.
There's one violent crime every 3 seconds. One property crime every 2 seconds. One murder every 21 minutes.
Thank you.
And tonight on Viewers Playhouse, we have The Valley of Slug Women, 4 stars. And there's a great synopsis, too. It says, a story blazing from the pages of prehistory. Now Mammoth Pictures presents the event of the epoch, 2 million years in the making, Hannah Banana in the Valley of Slug Women. The Valley of Slug Women, the age-long saga of Ooh-La-La, the tall, shapely, incredibly attractive prehistoric woman whose civil rights and rights as a woman and right to be free to be you and me are brutally suppressed by the sexist, reactionary, hairy, male chauvinist macho tribe. See Ooh-La-La leave the lowbrow Neanderthals far behind as she invents fire, the wheel, language, printing, movable type, steam engine, and the female response. See the voluptuous Ooh-La-La as she must totally submit time after time to the brutal sexual advances of Bruto.
Bruto and his band of formers.
Incredibly unattractive caveman, and she doesn't enjoy it one bit. She just gives in to
demonstrate
her superiority in everything. Now, the most significant event of our time. Don't miss out. Get in line now to see the first in the Slug Women trilogy, The Valley of Slug Women, from the fashionably trendy paperback novel by Jeannie M. Awful. The Valley
looks like
of
she's
Slug Women,
working on
and
the,
coming soon, The Can of the
there.
Bear Slug Women, and the last in the series, The Cave
I mean,
of
some
the
kind
Bear
of reproduction
Slug Women.
Machine there.
The Valley of Slug Women.
Like a herd of pessimists, crashing over waves of self-depression, isolation, and despair, the National Cynical Network.
This is violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
NationalCynical.com.
For the first time in human history, a child is born into a home in which television is on an average of about 7 hours a day. And for the first time in human history, most of the stories are told not by the parent, not by the school, not by the church, not by the tribe or the community, and in many places, not even by the native country, but by a relatively small and shrinking group of global conglomerates who have something to sell. What is the cast of characters with which we grow up? Well, that cast of characters in television drama in prime time is essentially a very skewed, a very distorted cast. Men outnumber women about 3 to 1. By reproducing an over-representation of white males in the prime of life, television is reproducing and is appealing to its own best customers. What is the kind of a story that is most likely, most easily told with that kind of a cast? Well, we find that that is a story of power, that is a story of conflict, that is a story of violence, which is one reason, one of several key reasons why violence is such a prevalent, pervasive and troubling aspect of the new world of stories and of culture in which we're born. And most television and most motion pictures are produced for a global market. They're not even produced for a domestic national market. So let's consider violence and why is it so pervasive. You don't need to translate. Many people say, well, that's what the people want, and that is because it's very popular. That is not so. Most of the highly rated programs on television are non-violent.
What's going on here, Sammy? What went wrong?
Violence projects a sense of male power, and of course males are the producers of most of these programs. Can be plugged in whenever a dull program is beginning to lag.
Senator, thank you. Senator Gravel, same question. Other than Iraq, three most important enemies to the United States.
We have no important enemies.
But most of all, it doesn't take great talent. It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take much creativity.
What we need to do is to begin to deal with the rest of the world as equals.
But most of all, it doesn't take great talent.
And we don't do that.
It doesn't take a lot of time.
We spend more as a nation on defense than all the rest of the world put together.
It doesn't take much creativity.
Who are we afraid of? Who are you afraid of, Brian? I'm not. And Iraq has never been a threat to us. We invaded them. I mean, it is unbelievable. The military-industrial complex not only controls our government lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
Humor is culture-bound. It's more expensive to produce. It's less easy to circulate in different cultures. So that global marketing imperatives make violence an excellent commodity and inject it into our lives in a way that has never happened before. It's violence that is entertaining, that is thrilling. Like Saturday morning cartoons, the amount of violence is between 20 and 30 per hour. As time goes on, they have to increase the dosage. When RoboCop was first produced, it had 32 corpses, and we just counted the corpses in this, not just the acts of violence, because that's too many. The first time it was 32, the second time it was 81. Death Wish, production with 9 corpses. Death Wish 2 is 52. Rambo started with 62, and by the time it got to be Rambo 3, it was 106. There has never been the amount of violent imagery that permeates every home today that we are at the present time. This is historically totally unprecedented. We are awash with a tide of violent representations such as the world has never known. So we're growing up in a world that is designed to the specifications of a marketing strategy.
Urges advertisers to pull all advertisements on radio stations that broadcast rap music.
Comic book is the marijuana of the nursery.
All of the people in the Middle East are insane.
I really blame the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians.
MTV refuses to air Madonna's video.
God gave us guns to protect ourselves from the Jews.
A law has just been passed that allows blind people to hunt.
AIDS is God's punishment for the society that tolerates homosexuals.
Art is poisoning the minds of our children.
The ACLU is the American Nazi Party.
If we do not burn these books, how do we protect our children?
It's not a civil war. It's democracy in action.
We don't necessarily discriminate. We simply exclude certain types of people.
Smoking even one marijuana cigarette is equal in brain damage to a nuclear blast.
Censorship is healthy for any society.
So here's what we know at this hour. 2 San Francisco police officers have been wounded in a shootout. One of the officers was shot in the head, as you just heard. Doctors say his prognosis is poor.
If you look up and down this street on Pine and Franklin, you will find on the streets casings from large automatic weapons. We are told that the cache of weapons was rather fierce.
This has always been quiet neighborhood, you know.
Crime and danger. Enough to hold off police for at least a half hour before the suspect was shot and killed.
We had heard he was shooting from a rooftop. Where was he shooting from?
That's part of the confusion, and the police are trying to put it together. Now, we talked to a lot of people on the street.
We don't show bodies that aren't covered. We don't focus on the spot of blood that's on the ground. We try to be very circumspect in what we do on the air, and we just don't break the rules. We aren't tabloid news. We don't want to be, and obviously the public is disenchanted with that.
But I did try after he stabbed me. I screamed as good as I could just to get noise from my throat, hoping that somebody would hear me.
That scream, which woke DJ's daughter, Niecy, probably saved DJ's life. After Paulie left, DJ managed to untie herself, stagger to the phone, and dial 911.
Here's Jack Webb.
Of the 3 million people who live in Los Angeles, 35,000 of them are known rapists, murderers, and thieves.
We do report the crime in this community because the local citizens are very concerned about crime. If you have a number of the ATM crimes that happen between 7 and 9, it's important, or if it's in a particular community, it's important for those people to know that it is dangerous in that community. And we're trying to help them protect themselves and to be able to get through this society as safely as possible.
Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case. And prosecutors want to...
The police are continuing their investigation.
Not too far from where I'm sitting right now in South Central Los Angeles, they've had a record number of homicides already this year. There are still 3 weeks to go. We've had the terrible tragedy in the black working class communities of families living paralyzed by fear because of drive-by shootings. The new crusade of Jesse Jackson is black-on-black violence. He was quoted in Chicago saying the other day he's embarrassed at this point in his life, and when he hears steps behind him on a city street and he looks around, he's relieved when it's a white person. We have to deal with that phenomenon.
Roving gangs have been going.
Remember to use a little street wisdom.
Cause they will see that I can't be stopped. Cause I'm a cock, my Glock, and pop till they all drop.
So we are going to use whatever measures are needed to stop the looting and stop the property damage.
Lone gunman waited till the doors on the train closed, and then he pulled a 9mm semi-automatic and opened fire.
They will see that I can't be stopped, cause I'm a cock, my Glock.
No one denies that this is news. The story of a gunman firing on passengers in a rush hour commuter train.
Numerous police officers in San
Francisco. Use a little street wisdom.
To our city from off-duty status. And with mutual aid in effect, we have numerous California Highway Patrol officers and some from, as I mentioned earlier, Santa Clara County and Alameda County.
Cause they will see that I can't be stopped, cause I'm a cock, my Glock, and pop till they all drop.
Yeah, from the video
track,
we see some of the people on the ground throwing things at the officer.
And swinging at them as well. Like there was a woman there who seemed such a swing at an officer with some objects in her hand.
I'm just asking the citizens to remain calm and that the situation will be under control in the near future, in the next few hours.
I finger on the trigger, surrender for the crime. But living in the city is too much time. I got my finger on the trigger, surrender for the crime. But living in the city is too much time.
One time, sugar happy, no nigga love. 187 times, time to grab the glove. Can't get quits on a nine out the one way. Or get quits on my Uzi when it's play. Pop, pop, pop another motherfucker.
As he later told a broadcasters convention in Ohio, he was sickened by what he saw.
No one watching the television coverage of the violence yesterday afternoon and evening could have any reaction other than revulsion and pain. And mob brutality, the total loss of respect for human life was sickeningly sad.
Sickening is also the word Mr. Bush used a year ago to describe the videotaped police beating of Rodney King.
If a man in uniform pulls you over, are you sure he's a cop?
And 40 fires burned at sunset, six major blazes ringing downtown skyscrapers in thick black smoke. Many of the fires burned out of control. Fire department unable to keep up with the pace. An average of 3 calls a minute at one point.
They pull in, grab what they want, and run out.
Pockets of lawlessness would erupt, and before police could arrive, the criminals would run, walk, and sometimes crawl away with the goods.
It's almost like a feeding frenzy. They pour in, grab what they want, and run out.
Because even the police with guns drawn couldn't stop the criminals.
It's almost like a feeding frenzy.
Look at that. Terrible. And there's no police presence down here.
25-year-old truck driver is now in critical condition after he was pummeled by angry crowds shortly after the King verdict was announced.
They pour in, grab what they want, and run out.
I was absolutely shocked and horrified, and I still am.
What about this?
Almost everywhere you go in Los Angeles, you can smell the smoke.
Next fire, the shotgun.
An airborne traffic helicopter spots a car chase.
And as I mentioned, there were pockets of looting, most of it done by young people. But at times there have been reports of what's appeared to be entire families taking part. But police have been making more and more arrests as the evening wears on.
Violence and terror shocked the USA. Federal agents are shot down in Texas, and security in New York is intense after the bombing.
Miss Fredericks of Hollywood Lingerie Company next door. You willing to use a gun to do it?
Absolutely. That's what they're doing to us. They're killing our cops.
The lawlessness in Hollywood was more proof that no neighborhood is immune to the reign of terror. And until the violence subsides, no one can feel safe.
How much is that story really worth? But because television has the technological capacity to go live, and because you can get these dramatic sort of bang-bang pictures, the news executives think it's riveting television.
Fred Wayne for CNN.
It's almost like a feeding frenzy.
We said earlier another suspect was wounded. Two police officers were shot.
Veteran officers I talked to tonight say they are still stunned at the amount of firepower.
Still the fires rage.
We're out there tonight, and apparently this 20-minute-long shootout happened in front of dozens of horrified witnesses.
Bystanders tried to pitch in on a losing firefight.
For that part of the story, let's go to News Center 4's Laura Anthem.
Almost like a feeding frenzy. Pour in, grab what they want, and run out.
I think it's not really very important.
What they couldn't carry out, they destroyed.
Live. Well, thanks for that live update.
Witnesses say it was like a war zone in their own backyard.
Here we go. Get down.
Police and fire radio calls revealed the desperation.
As of this time, we're out of resources in command post. Reported structure fire 2229 Parkside. We have about 1,000-foot by 100-foot furniture warehouse on Slauson in Vermont. As well as Paul. No sense to anybody there. We have a church on 54th.
We were clearly overwhelmed. We at a period of time from midnight to about 3 o'clock, we were getting about a little over three new fires a minute. We had numerous occasions when there were attempts to kill firefighters. Tried to kill him with axes. They tried to kill him with gunshots. They tried to kill him in a number of ways. And it's so unacceptable to me.
Live and Sunny. What is important, say some news consultants, is that the news look urgent, happening now. So night after night, reporters are sent out to report back live from a place where nothing is happening.
Black guys stole my camera.
Looters broke into a locked Macy's store and took clothing, shoes, and jackets. Others took jewelry, cameras, and electronic items from the many stores that cater to tourists and out-of-town shoppers.
We have the first videotape now of that fire. The firefighters say they were so overwhelmed that it took them so long to get fire trucks to this area, there was simply no hope of saving these homes, two houses side by side. These pictures aired live in Los Angeles just a few minutes ago.
They said it couldn't happen here.
It has me. Look at all these young people. Look at all these young people. What about this man right here? What type of future is going to have for him?
You feel there's nothing in society for you. Why not burn it down? Why not drag somebody out of a car?
And that is what they're doing.
Get your hands behind your back. On the floor, all you. On the floor.
And that is what they're doing. And that is what they're doing. That is what they're doing. That is what they're doing.
Burn it down. Why not drag somebody out of a car?
And that is what they're doing. And that is what they're doing. And that is what they're doing. People who have very little to lose and have nothing left to lose.
But they were wrong. Terrorism has come to America.
We're just sitting on a palisade right now. Right this minute. Just sitting on a palisade.
Flying every which way.
And it's going to blow up in your face.
And people screaming to take cover.
There's only one way to describe it. Disgusting.
Those closest to the gunfire saw the whole thing unfold.
An outrage.
This evening, when some Korean merchants came out of their shops and began to fire at looters.
I was inside the store, and one of the customers, he came in, he said, shooting outside.
We don't know whether anyone was hit, but they took matters into their own hands.
I went outside, I saw a guy who was shooting. The street over there, the squad car pulled it.
We have reports of looting having spread up the coast to San Francisco in Market Square.
We have people standing in front of empty buildings or walls in the dark of night just so they can say, we did a live shot.
Here in Los Angeles, it's really spreading too. More on this, of course, on Nightline later this evening, right?
What's it gonna be?
Get your hands behind your back. On the floor, all you. On the floor.
Yes. As soon as he got out.
Okay, this guy is laying in the street. Hit the siren, Doug.
Right around the corner. And then he went down, I was watching from the third floor, went down.
Just in the street. Ross? Oh, it's tragic.
That's tough.
Even as far as 3 and 4 blocks away, the gunfire sent people scrambling. They took cover behind cars, buildings, anything they could find to keep from getting hit.
Minutes later, another driver pulled from his truck.
Drivers of automobiles and trucks that enter this area can expect to, oh, look at that. Terrible. And there's no police presence down here. They will not enter the area.
One of these drivers died. The other went through 3 hours of brain surgery today. He's expected to live.
We have a lot of shotguns in here, some handguns, but we have to use them. Because, I mean, we have to defend our lives, we have to defend our property. You know, people out there watching, you know, please just don't sit there and enjoy this, the exhibition. It's not a Hollywood action club.
In anticipation of more trouble, high-rise office buildings downtown were evacuated. Commuters crossed the roads in an effort to get home early. Grocery stores were also attacked as residents sought to stockpile goods. All schools are closed and canceled weekend activities. Shopping malls all over the city closed down out of fear that the violence and looting would spread. At a nearby grocery store, a local reporter confronted some of the thieves.
Why did you do this?
I don't know, because it's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
What's your mask wrong?
No.
You okay?
I'm good.
You know, the thieves, you saw something, they say they all think he's a prince.
Why didn't they die?
The bitter impact of the rioters in California.
The reason now is that this may very well be sort of the opening salvo.
I blame Reagan. I blame Bush.
How about blaming the people involved?
I blame
blaming the
Wilson.
People breaking in the stores and
stealing, I blame
and looting
the people
and violating the laws of the land. You're why not replace the blame on
there's
the
people? There's enough blame
that are
to go around, and I am placing it on the people that are involved. Because those officers who beat Rodney King in front
what
of all of our eyes,
Senator, with what's
because they were
place
guilty,
right now.
And I blame the courts too.
Are able, and we have the kind of people who can do it. We do make mistakes.
I blame.
You see the process as it happens,
and people do go live the minute they get the picture and the sound. They go live when the reporter has not had even an opportunity to find out how many people are there or what's happened.
You're suggesting that this is a reasonable
it's
reaction to what took place
it's
in the courtroom?
It's an emotional reaction to an unreasonable decision, and you know it.
I heard a bullet fly over my head, and
here is a troubling thought for you.
Shooting is fun.
A video camera mounted on the dashboard of a patrol car has become standard equipment.
Shooting is
violence,
and sometimes
poverty, desperation.
It can provide conclusive evidence not only of a crime, but also the apprehension.
Shooting is fun.
The all-seeing power of video is being used regularly for security purposes.
I couldn't believe it. It seemed like something straight out of a movie. It was exciting and scary.
And I start to scream.
What the?
It seemed very unreal.
Whether it was coincidence or something more that brought her here this day, we do not know.
And I said, we've got to exercise restraint. We've got to be careful. We've got to be responsible about what we do.
And at that time, he pulls out a can of mace and just starts squirting me.
And I start to scream.
Reporter Ingrid Cruz recognized an opportunity for an interview.
And I start to scream.
It's like putting two hot pokers into your eyeballs.
So what a hysterical half hour it was.
Next thing I knew, I'm on the ground, and the big one, he's got me in a chokehold.
Pine and Franklin streets tonight.
And he's cutting off my air.
He's behind me still collecting evidence right now.
I just want to have your reaction about the suicide daughter.
Couldn't breathe, and I just went limp.
She doesn't move.
The big one just shoves me to the ground and goes out the door himself.
Here's when she finally gets up.
When the police did arrive within a few minutes, I couldn't describe what they look like, and here I'm trying to describe them, and all of a sudden it dawns on me. I don't have to describe them. I have it all on tape.
What is the law?
Must run on all fours.
Seconds later, Munoz fled the scene and is now a fugitive.
Praying for two of their colleagues.
It maybe came as a shock to him that
person was actually smarter than they thought they were and were able to set up an additional VCR to record the events.
Those two officers were shot, one in the head. He's in grave condition, the other in the chest. He is serious.
The subject of a massive manhunt.
That is the law. Are we not men?
That took place.
The law.
And a second possible gunman described earlier tonight as a suspect, but police are backing off of that. Ooh.
Shooting is fun.
It is. Can we put this on hold for a minute?
Part 1 of 2.
This is NSCN.
NationalCynical.com.